Always an interesting topic, but especially this time of year. Is it acceptable to use the secular calendar as opposed to using the Jewish calendar? Or do we have to say we have to use the Jewish calendar? So Maisa Shahaya, that there was someone who died in the 1800s, and they put on his tombstone as Matseva. They wrote, instead of writing in Hebrew, they wrote in the language, whatever they were speaking there, German or Hungarian, I don't know. And they put the date, the secular date, and the Maram Shik, one of the great poskim of that time, has an angry tshuva. He's angry for several reasons. But he writes, he thinks it's an Issa Doraisa to use the date according to the common calendar. And it is a problem of Vishem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru, to mention the names of other gods. He says, even if you don't actually mention, but you cause people to think about it. And that's what it is. He says, they're years. So... He doesn't explain exactly why he thinks that's the case, but he says he thinks that this might be an Issa Doraisa. And his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, also has a few lines of strong rebuke against people who do this. On the other hand, the Minhag Olam is to do so, and there are great Gedolei Apostolim over the course of the centuries who have themselves done so, and the Ramah, and the Chavos Yoyer, and the Shach, and the Chassam Sofer himself has a tshuva where he mentions the secular day. So what exactly is going on? So it may be dependent on exactly how it's done, but in order to explain that, let's just talk about what potential, or at least some of the potential problems. We don't have really time to get into everything, but some of the potential issues and responses. So the Maram Shik mentions Shem Elohim Achirim Lo Sazkiru, that you cannot mention or even cause people to think about Avodah Zarah. So there are those who claim, okay, well, the years of the secular calendar are oriented according to what they think, or at least they used to think, was the year of when the Christian Messiah was born. So that's Shem Elohim Achirim Lo Saskiru, causing people to think about Avodah Zarah. So Poskim have written, Rav Avadya Yosef, Tzitz Eliezer, that they don't think that this is a significant point. Firstly, no one really has this thought process. Secondly, you're not actually mentioning anything, not really saying anything. So if you're not mentioning anything and you're not causing people to think about it, so why should it really be a problem? They even go so far as to suggest that maybe in the case that it happened with the Maram Shik, maybe he specifically wrote, it's not clear, he didn't give a picture of the tombstone, but from the description, sounds like he specifically wrote, Leminyan HaNotzrim. Again, he didn't write it in Hebrew, so I don't know exactly what he wrote. But he specifically mentioned it was according to the Christian date. So what exactly does that mean? Rav Avadya quotes that some hold that even to mention the name of a deity, if it's a regular person's name, that's not a problem. Whereas a problem would be to indicate some sort of a deified status. So perhaps according to this, it should be noted, first of all, that people are makbid not to say the name of the Christian Messiah. But if a person does, not to add the honorific title, which means our Lord. But maybe that's the pshat with the years. Also, when it comes to years... So some people add, and the Christians, you know, B.C. or A.D., that also indicates from the year of the Lord. So that should definitely be avoided. Definitely B.C.E. or C.E., the common era, before the common era, that should be used. Whereas if you're saying anything which indicates deity status, so maybe that would be more problematic. Rav Avadya actually writes, when it comes to months, he says better to use the names of the months as opposed to the numbers of the months. Why? So he says that we have a mitzvah of Achor Shazel Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, and the Ramban writes that Nisan should be the first month. So he says if you number months according to a different numbering system, that should be a problem. Better to use the names of the months. Tzitz Eliezer agrees. He says opposite, exactly the opposite. He says better to use the numbers than the names. Half the names of the English months are named after Avodah Zarah. So that's Shem Elohim Achirim Lo Saskiru. So better to use the numbers. Really, Mikra Adin, I don't think it's a halachic problem to use the names of the months, which no one knows that they're named after Avodah Zarah, and the numbers of the months also. Rashi Weiss writes to defend the common practice. He says if you number the months differently, that's one thing. But that's when you're talking about months, the units of time that the secular calendar is comprised of does not have a halachic status of months. That's not based on the months that we use. He has other reasons to defend that practice as well. One consideration that I think is a factor is simply the following, that in terms of in terms of kavod, why should we abandon our calendar and use other people's calendars? So there's a pretty good reason, which is that the whole rest of the world knows what we're talking about. So that's a fair consideration. But he says, you know, in situations where that's not the case, why don't we use our calendar, which also reminds us of Bris HaOlam, and the names of the months in the Jewish calendar are named in such a way as to remind us of the Geula from the Babylonian exile. So this would be a nice thing. That's why some people, when they do use the secular calendar, they write L'minyonam or L'misparam to indicate that's theirs, not ours. We have our own. He says you could use both. But certainly, at the very least, we should advocate that we should be conscious and cognizant of the Jewish calendar. Sometimes many people are not even cognizant. Who knows what day it is, what month it is. So at least we should be cognizant, and in our own minds, we should orient ourselves on the Jewish calendar. From a halachic perspective, it would seem that it's not usher to use the secular calendar as well. Have a great day. Please do put up the chairs.